days when it seems we're going nowhere fast.
Trust your faith to show you the truth. The status is changing, there's no more decline. I'm on my way.
Hello, listeners out there. You are warmly welcome to another refreshing timeout in your relationship, the young adults, singles and married. My name is Ekundayo E. Olorundari of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, D of Heaven. Also your anchor on these airwaves, Redeeming Relationship Gist. There are several things you would like to know that will be of help to you permanently. We keep updating issues, but I know your life will just be better for it increasingly. Our discourse today is centered on what I call managing the third party in your relationship. Managing the third party in your relationship. When we talk about management, it means you can't do without it. But how do you embrace the beauty in the midst of the ashes? How do you accentuate the positive in the midst of these negativities? Several people who are like intruders, marauders, people who are never invited, who may wish to participate in your relationship, maybe not to your own advantage, but as a matter of fact, to your disadvantage. We want to see how you could manage third party in your relationship. And again, even when they are good, third parties, some of them can be good. Nobody's an island. You just need contribution from here and there to make your life. How do you handle them so that third parties don't end up becoming principal and then you turning out to become agent in your contractual agreement? If you wish to know, a third party is someone other than the principals involved in a transaction or in a contractual relationship. A third party is someone other than the principals. It then goes without saying that you are a principal over any third party. That's what it means. That may come in the name of principality. So you are the one in charge. You are the driver, essentially. You are the one in control. You could have attractive distractions, but then you should take responsibility in managing whatever happens in your relationship. Who then are these principals in a relationship? I'm glad to announce to you that you are one. If you're married, if you're hoping to get married, you should know that in your own marriage, in your own relationship, you are a principal. You have importance, okay? You are great. Nobody can do without you. You are essentially for that relationship. The husband and the wife are the primary principals. Okay, the children, where they have children, are also principals in this relationship. And parents or parents-in-law are also principals. But then this is something of note. All of them appear to be principals. That means including students. Students also are principals. Okay, but then why husband and wife are the primary principals? Any other principals, touted, if you will, principal can be a third party. Okay, so you are the one to allow what you don't want or what you want part-time. It goes without saying, therefore, that if your marriage will excel, if your marriage will be blissful, if your marriage will be glorious, if your marriage will be excellent, you must own your home. You must own your home. If it's challenging, own it to be able to solve it. If it's blissful, own it to be able to keep it on. Maintenance, sustenance, very key elements in relationship that are of great importance in building your home. Very, very crucial. You need to own your home as husband and wife in determining who you accept into your institution called marriage. Whether it's your pastor, whether it's your cleric, whether it's your friend, whether it's your parent, whether it's your in-law, whoever, who you accept into that relationship. You first of all own it. That means you have a space where you could allow for others to have their place. And it is who to whom you give that may be able to exercise that control. Who are these third parties? In a healthy relationship, give and take, you should take it for granted that we are talking about healthy relationship. Who are these third parties? Anyone who is not essentially a principal in the contractual agreement, we consider that individual as a third party. How do I know if someone is not essential? I must already have my vision, have my dream. I know where I'm going. Okay, I'm calculative. I have my plan. I have my budget. I know the cost. Who is it that wants to build a house? It will first of all sit down and count the cost. What do I want in a wife? What do I want in a husband? What do I want in a marriage? What do I want in a relationship? Okay. Or anyone that you didn't even make or constitute to be principal is a third party. Because what I've come to realize in relationship is that everyone is as important as you make them. Everyone is as important as you make them. Nobody can make you less important if you have not allowed them. Very basic truth. In the same way, nobody can be more important than you make them to be in your life. No matter who they think they are. Have you noticed that some persons, when they drive on the main road, they carry the aura that they think they have in their homes that nobody seems to know about to the main road? They could park in the middle of the road to be greeting and giving salutation to others. The same way, you must manage who blocks your way. You must manage who comes, who intrudes into your relationship any day and then any time. If, for instance, you don't know where you're going, which is actually the trust, which is actually the main import of this message. If you don't know where you're going, any driver or vehicle would just be fine to drive you or take you anywhere. Anywhere may not be nowhere, may not be anywhere at the end of the day. So you sieve pieces of advice, you sieve instructions, you sieve information that come your way, that come across you, that, you know, people want to give to you and from whichever quarters. Because you are not to be squeezed into a mold, you are to live a life that is distinct. This is one of the reasons relationships thrive, when you know that you're unique and that you are racing to a point of destination, a point of your apex, and very relative. Apex, what you mean as apex may not be apex to some persons. So your zenith may just be somebody's starting point. But you know what is good for you. You know your capacity. You know your strength. You must be able to relate as expected, managing the third party in relationship. Now you have a choice. Now you have a choice in your relationship. Haven't understood that every other person, they are third parties. Every other person, other than the principal, yourself, your spouse. Yourself, your spouse, principal. Principal in this game. Let me let you appreciate this, that God is not to blame if your marriage fails. God is not to blame. It may also interest you that the devil is not to blame if your marriage fails. Your responsibility is solely to take care of who may want to intrude or who may want to lend their voice to whatever you are doing or force to whatever you are doing. You are the chief director. You are the chief detector. You are the chief administrator. You are the chief driver, if you will, of this institution. So you have a choice in your relationship in determining who interferes, who interjects, who interrupts, who even intervenes in your affairs. So carefully and responsibly determine your own home. That will help you forever. Most of the time, what people get to do is that they pass the buck. They blame others for their woes. They blame others why certain things are not working. It was what Mrs. So-so-and-so said. It was what Mr. So-so-and-so said. And everybody just kept saying something. It is one thing for anybody to say anything. It is yet another for you to hear and be interested or even do whatever they are saying you should do. Just be responsible. Few things to remember in your relationship when we talk about managing the third party in this marriage of yours or in your relationship. There are a few things. The first thing is own your home.
own your home and drive your vehicle. Own your home. Don't borrow people's idea to run your life. If you must borrow anybody's idea, own the idea. Find out how it's working. Because what is working for Mr. A may not work for Mr. B. Both of them are alphabets, but they are unique in their even in their writing. They are very unique. So own your home. Determine what type of home you want, how large. You know, the scripture says, as children surround your table, you determine the size of the table. Determine the size of the table. You could have 30 children surround your table. You could also have 2 surround your table. Husband is at one corner, the wife at the other corner, and then the first one to your right, the second one to your left. You are surrounded. The size of the table is crucial. Own your home. Don't let people help you dictate what should happen in your home, all right? With their own resources not being given to you, and then they're telling you how to run your home. Own your home. Drive your vehicle. You know, there are cars that only the owner can drive. No matter how good the driver is, only the owner knows what to do. Some cars may not have a clutch, but the owner knows what to do. Some cars may not have effective, efficient braking system. The owner knows what to do. Own your home. You are the one that knows where the shoe holds. You are the one wearing it. Okay? Maybe some persons feel that you should get a suit, but what you have is a monkey jacket. That does not make you a monkey, but this tie, the uniqueness makes you very handsome and beautiful. Own your home and drive your vehicle. Number 2 is that your parents are not responsible for your home. Don't give them room to crumble it. Your parents, very good that they gave birth to you, but remember that they have their own home. They, in fact, that they had their home, that's why they gave birth to you. And that's why you could have your own home. And if nothing at all, maybe you were not able to, they were not able to meet up with the appreciable standard that makes life worthwhile, you can determine that your life will not be in ruin like their life is. You can also determine that your life will surpass the glory that they have handed over to you. Your parents are never responsible for your relationship. Don't allow them, don't give them room to crumble it. The third thing I like to share with you, very, very important. Or maybe if you wish that I stress this second part, who are my parents? Are they not supposed to guide me? Are they also not supposed to guard me? Are they not supposed to lead me? Are they not supposed to direct me? Should they not give me pieces of information, pieces of advice, or relatively very fundamental instruction or guide that should stabilize my life and help me? Are you now saying they are intruders? I have not said that. I'm only saying, okay, that don't allow them to be intruders. If they need to intervene, you are the one giving them permission. If they need to interject, you are the one giving them permission. Even if you think they are intruding, it is still within the confines of how responsible you are. That's what I'm saying, that the responsibility rests squarely on your shoulders. Never get to a level where you push the ball, pass the ball to a parent-in-law, or a brother or a sister, or a religious leader of some sort. At the end of the day, you have an account to give. You remember it says, just as it is appointed unto man, you have an appointment with death, and after death, judgment. The judgment is not going to be how did they affect your life. It is how did you live your life? How did you open up, you know, to accessing the helps that are within your disposal and even the harms that you couldn't do without? How did you manage them? Remember, we are talking about managing the third party in your relationship on the platform, the young adults, singles, and married. If you are just joining us, we have just had 2 points out of the excellent delivery of verses. We have served as prelude or introduction to these few things to remember in your relationship. Let's look at number 3. Don't allow your friends to fry you and end you with their oil of gossip. One of the sweetest oil that people don't have to sell, but you just have to buy, is the oil of gossip. very smooth, very sweet. But then your friends can fry you and end you with that oil of gossip. They can fry you and end you. Friend, fry, end. They can fry you and end your life. Don't give them room. Still talking about being responsible. It is within your power to say yes or to say no. What you get to hear, what you don't get to hear. Instead of spreading gossip, instead of listening to gossip, why don't you spread gospel and listen to gospel? What will make your life enviable and glorious? The good book says, I know the thought I have towards you. Thoughts of good. Thoughts of good. Thoughts of good to take you to an enviable destination. An end that is prosperous. So if you are not there yet, it means the end is still ahead of you. You are going somewhere. You are racing to an end that is glorious. You need to get to your Canaan. So all of the gossip that there are giants in the land should not be a problem. Those are third-party elements. You need to manage them. Oh, there's a piece of an information that I don't want to hear. And if you get to hear them, discard it immediately so that it does not rob you off the relationship mandate that you want to fulfill in your life. Don't allow your friends to fry you and end you. Most relationships that crumble, most relationships that is not making headway, somebody somewhere who appeared to be like a friend actually brought about that oil of gossip for you to buy. Okay? And the money that you pay is about your life. You don't even have to offer 10 naira, 5 naira. You just pay with your life. Once you listen to this gossip, it removes the energy for you to forge ahead with the gospel of salvation in your home. Number four, refuse your religious partners to make you a specimen in the laboratory of unguided and unguarded spiritual nonsense. Refuse it. You've got to know God for yourself. You've got to also know yourself for who you are. One of the greatest deceptions in life is for somebody to tell you who you are when you don't think that's who you are. Okay? Now, apparently people get to deceive themselves, and that's the worst level of deception. But there's no how somebody is telling you this is who you are, and then you won't have a witness in your spirit, in your soul, that of a truth, I do this, I do that. Just like some of us are listening to me right now on the airwaves, there are certain things I'm pointing out that it appears I'm reading a story about your life. I don't know you from Adam. I don't even know you're listening. It's a privilege to have you around the radio set. And if you still have a friend who is not there, beckon on him to listen, because it's important. And so when I get to speak out on a platform such as this and it's affecting your life, affecting your relationship, agree to it, embrace the truth. But never you get to a point where it will take a religious leader to squeeze you into a mold that you are not. That's the point I'm saying here, that you refuse your religious partners, refuse your religious leaders, refuse your religious members to make you a specimen in the laboratory of unguided and unguarded spiritual nonsense. They keep saying, you should do this, you should do that. Their spiritual issues can be subjected to some level of commonsensical analysis. And this is what I mean, that God is an intelligible being. And you too, you are an intelligible being. You remember Moses, he was interceding on the behalf, in the behalf of the children of Israel. And he was relating to God. God said, I'm going to waste them and then raise other people in the stead, and then you go on with your name getting great. And Moses said, well, that's a good one, but that's not the best. Because you told a group of people, the infidels, the nation of Egypt, who never believed in this great God, to access and help from this great God, that you are taking them to Canaan. The Bible said, this God changed his mind. Why? It was on the table of intelligible discussion. On a table of intelligible discussion. Spiritual nonsense is saying something that does not agree with the scripture, saying something that does not agree with what God says you are. So you need to know God for yourself. You also need to know yourself firsthand and agree that this is me, I need a change. If you know who you are, your deliverance is settled. That's the first step in your deliverance, in your freedom. Very, very crucial. And the fifth one, which will be the last one, and then I do a recap for some of us who are just joining us to have an appreciable understanding of what we've been talking about. Number five, realize early that everyone in your relationship vehicle is a mere passenger. Realize early that everyone, and when I mean everyone, anyone in your relationship vehicle, including yours humbly, yours sincerely, is only a passenger. Pieces of advice may come from us, but the final answer that you take, you must be responsible for it. I hear people say, it was my prophet who said, this is what I do. Oh, by all means, did I talk about prophet? Yes. But then, obey your prophet. That's where your prosperity lies. By prophet, he gave them deliverance. He preserved them. He helped them. Okay? He gave them illumination. But as much as your prophet will pray over your life, it is your responsibility to say an amen. Which means, this dual carriageway, two individuals are involved. A prophet is prophesying. This is how your life is. And then an individual who may not be a prophet is also agreeing to what the prophet is saying, to understanding this issue. So realize early that everyone in your relationship vehicle is a mere passenger. Don't let them endanger your life. Imagine if you have a vehicle, someone is driving, and then you have like 5 passengers, 10 passengers, or like Molue, that you could have as many as Ilue, and then you keep moving on in that vehicle. Do you know that certain distraction of somebody at the last seat could make you have an accident? That is when you pay attention to such unguarded statement. So you must take responsibility for this vehicular movement in this traffic and reduce congestion by all means for your life to be able to make sense. So, what are we saying indeed? We said managing third party in your relationship. And then we started out by saying a third party is someone other than the principals. We need to let you know that even as principal, you need students. Okay? There is what we call auxiliary gear. There is the main gear, and then there is the auxiliary gear. We all need people. We need friends. We even need enemies. All right? Will it shock you? We need enemy. And now, we need everybody. Everyone fits into their own part of the place within the space you have created for them. But what we said is never allow someone's space, someone's place to distort your space. It's your space. You bought it. Okay. If I ask you to call in now on the radio, it is also my responsibility to determine how long you stay, because this is my space. Now, it is your place because I've given it to you and you have a right to use it, but within the confines of what I have given to you. We said parents are there to guide, friends are there to guide, prophets, preachers, clerics are there to guide, but then ensure that you take responsibility for whatever they say and then for whatever they do part-time. We mentioned a few things. We said own your home. Number two, we said your parents are never responsible for your home. You are. And we also said don't allow your friends to fry you and end you. Interestingly, if you get to jettison the particular relationship that if a friend told you is not good, that same friend may marry the lady. That same friend may marry the guy. Okay? Refuse again your religious partners or leaders to squeeze you into a mold that is not befitting for your life. So you know God for yourself. Very, very important. There are several books that will be of help to you that God has helped us to write in these last few years, well over 20 or years or thereabout, that we have written. Some of them on relationship gist, managing your home. Some of them, on spiritual details. Relationship is largely spiritual. We have the battle of the heart, money, a familiar stranger. We have the mystery of healing. We have several of them, marriage, not a mirage, and so on and so forth. Amazing grace. These books, you can find them, and if you are in Jos domicile, in Jos, you can find them at Modern Bookshop at Rampant Street, or you could also find them at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dew of Heaven, number 14, Mission Road, behind First Bank, Old Shea. You can't miss it. These books will help you lightly. Some of these books are combination of thoughts, collection of thoughts over the years, the few years of experiences we have gathered. You don't have to go through what we've been through for you to be guided and then learn details about your life. Now, I wish to invite you for tomorrow's service at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dew of Heaven. It is a very peculiar service. We're going to be talking about certain things that concerns you. It's not every time you complain about your neighbor. You don't have to complain about your teacher, complain about your parents, or complain about an uncle, or even complain about the president of the nation. It's about time you woke up from slumber and think about your life, personal examination, and waking up to the realization that your life is for you. And in the church where we belong, we don't just gather spiritual idiots, okay? That's not our part of the story. That's not our rule. We gather intelligible beings to impart them, and then they in turn impart others in their destiny. We ensure that their lives becomes better for it. You meet friends, you meet new friends, you relate with people of value to your destiny and then to your life. Very, very crucial. At RCCG Dew of Heaven, number 14, Mission Road, Hoshe, Jos. It is very important you don't come alone. Come with your friend. Come with your family members. Come with people you can come around with. Let's see how we can get excited in God's presence, because that's where we'll find joy. I guess you need to reach out to us and become rich in your relationship. You can follow us on our Facebook page, The Young Adults, Singles and Married. Just like it. And then you may even want to call us for counseling, or you want to support a bit of this program. Why not? 080-6560-7693. 080-6560-7693. Until I come your way, same time, same station. Please be your best within your rest by staying out of trouble. I remain your regular host, Ekundayo E. Olorundare. It shall end in praise. Thanks for listening.
We're connected to this world through our senses, by what's tangible and easy to comprehend. There are days when it seems weird.